Rama 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 Rama. One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was the master of the universes, accepted the mood of the gopis, and he began to continuously chant, Vrindavan, Vrindavan, and Gopi, Gopi. And one of the students in the Navadvip community approached him and said, O Nimai Pandit, why do you chant Gopi Gopi? Stop chanting Gopi Gopi. Instead, chant Krishna at once. What piety will be born by chanting Gopi Gopi? But chanting Krishna's name brings piety. The Vedas say so. The foolish student did not understand Mahaprabhu's different moods of ecstatic devotion. And Lord Chaitanya gave this reply, Chant Krishna's name? Krishna is a thief. Who would worship him? He has killed Bali. And although Bali did nothing wrong, he killed him. He has been conquered by women. And he once cut off a woman's nose and ears. He robbed Bali Maharaj of all his wealth and threw him down to Patala Loka. What will I gain if I chant Krishna's names? After speaking these words, Lord Chaitanya, still wrapped in ecstasy, took a stick in his hand and ran after the student to beat him. The student jumped up and ran, loudly crying out, Stop, stop! Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however, continued to chase the student. And seeing the angry lord following him, stick in hand, the student fled, unable to understand the lord's ecstasy. The devotees frantically chased after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and finally caught and stopped him. They pacified the lord while the student ran far away. And the frightened student, breathing heavily, his body covered with perspiration, ran to take shelter of his student friends. And seeing their friend in great distress, the other students asked the cause of his fear. The breathless student replied, Why ask? The cause of my fear? Today, I'm lucky to still be alive. Everyone says Nimai Pandit is a great saint. So today I went to his house to see him. And do you know what I saw? I saw him sitting down and he was chanting japa of Gopi, 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 day and night. He did not chant anything else. So I said to him, Pandit, what are you doing? You should chant Krishna, Krishna. This is what Shastra says. And hearing these words, he became angry as fire. And he tried to beat me with a stick. He chased after me. And again, he blasphemed Lord Krishna. And I have no power to even place those blasphemies within my mouth. And somehow, today I saved my life. It is only due to God's grace that I'm able to speak to you today. Hearing all of this, the foolish student's friends, they began to laugh. But then, they began to speak just what was already within their hearts. One student said, "The people say he is a good Vaishnava, but he angrily chases a Brahmin to beat him." Another said, "If he does not chant Lord Krishna's names, how can he be a Vaishnava?" Another said, "What I have heard is very strange. A Vaishnava who chants only Gopi Gopi?" Another said, "Why should we be respectful to him? Do we not also have brahminical power? He may be a Brahmin, but are we not also Brahmins? If he attacks us, why should we tolerate it? After all, he's not the king. Why should he punish us? Let us all gather together. And if he attacks us again, we should not tolerate it. He may be the son of Jagannath Misra Navadvip, but are we not also the sons of great Brahmin fathers?" It was just a few days before that we were all students together. Why should this fellow all of a sudden become our big master? In this way, the students expressed their opinions. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the supersoul in the hearts of all, he knew everything that the students had said. And he sat down with his associates surrounding him. And suddenly, he spoke something unusual, and no one could understand the meaning of his words. Everyone was startled. He said, "The medicine was prepared to cure excess mucus, but it had the opposite effect. The mucus has only increased." Saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was the master of all the worlds, loudly laughed. And although no one could understand the meaning of the Lord's words, nevertheless, fear took birth in the hearts of everyone. Only Nityananda knew the Lord's heart. He thought, "Soon the Lord will leave home." Aware that Lord Chaitanya would accept sannyas, Nityananda became plunged in grief. Thinking of how Lord Chaitanya would become a shaven-headed sannyasi, Nityananda felt that his life breath was attacked by grief. The next moment, Lord Chaitanya grabbed Nityananda Prabhu's hand, and he took him to a secluded place, and he sat down with him. And Mahaprabhu said, "Saintly Nityananda, please listen. I wish to express to you my heart. I descended to this world to deliver it, but it has not become delivered. The rope of material bondage has now become millions of ropes. The students have decided to beat me, and that means that they will enter into complete bondage." Nityananda, "Oh Nityananda, tomorrow I will shave my head, and I will take away my sacred thread, and becoming a sannyasi, I will travel from place to place as a beggar. Tomorrow I will beg at the very doors of the people who now want to beat me, and seeing me as a sannyasi, they will respectfully grasp my feet, and in this way I shall deliver all the worlds. Everyone bows down before a sannyasi. No one will attack a sannyasi. I will become a sannyasi. I will beg from every house, and who will attack me then?" "Oh, Nityananda, I have told you my heart. I will renounce household life. That is certain. And please don't be unhappy because of this. Please give me permission to accept sannyas. I will do whatever you say. You know why I have descended to this world. Therefore, please give me permission. If you wish the world's deliverance, then please do not forbid me to do this. Please don't be unhappy, even for a moment, for you know why I have descended. Hearing that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would shave his head and renounce the world. Nityananda Prabhu felt that his heart, his mind, and his body, and his life breath had become ripped into shreds. No words of reply came to Nityananda's mouth, and in his heart he thought, "The Lord will do it, and no one can stop him." Finally, Nityananda Prabhu said, "O Lord, your wish is always fulfilled. O Lord, whatever you wish will certainly happen. Who has the power to either order or forbid you to do anything? Whatever is in your heart must be the spiritual truth. You are the protector of everyone. You are the master of everyone. Whatever you decide is good. O Lord, you know what should be done to deliver the world. Who else knows? You are completely independent. Whatever you do is full of bliss. Whatever you decide will certainly be. But still, please tell your plan to all your servants, and please hear the words that they will reply. Then you may do whatever you wish. Who has the power to stop your will?" Pleased by Nityananda Prabhu's words, Lord Chaitanya embraced him again and again. And accepting this advice, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went with Nityananda to the assembly of Vaishnavas. And although Nityananda was continually thinking, "The Lord will renounce his home," he externally did not manifest anything. His whole body became numb and stunned. Nityananda thought in his heart, "After the Lord has left, how will Mother Sachi remain alive? How will Mother Sachi pass her days and nights?" And thinking in this way, noble-hearted Nityananda fell unconscious to the ground. Thinking of how Mother Sachi would suffer, Nityananda Prabhu went to a secluded place, and all alone, he repeatedly wept and wept and wept. Meanwhile, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the home of Mukunda, and seeing the Lord, Mukunda became joyful. Mahaprabhu said, "Mukunda, sing a song about Lord Krishna's auspicious glories." And Mukunda began to sing. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, carefully listening, became agitated with ecstatic love. And hearing saintly Mukunda's splendid voice, Lord Chaitanya, the jewel of the Brahmanas, began to loudly roar, "Chant, chant, keep on chanting and sing." And after some moments, his ecstasy abated, and Lord Chaitanya began to converse with Mukunda. He said, "Mukunda, please listen to my words. I will leave. I will not stay here. I will definitely renounce household life. I will shave my head. I will take sannyas. And I will travel from place to place." Hearing that the Lord would shave his beautiful hair, Mukunda, overwhelmed by thoughts of separation, fell down to the ground. All his joy was now destroyed. His voice trembled with emotion, Mukunda begged, "Lord, if that is your wish, you will do it without fail. But I beg you to please stay like this as you are for a few more days and perform kirtan with us. And after that, O Lord, you may do what is in your heart." After hearing Mukunda's words, Lord Chaitanya went to Gadadhar, and Gadadhar respectfully offered obeisances to the Lord's feet. And Lord Chaitanya said, "Please hear my words, Gadadhar. I will not stay at home. I will go wherever Lord Krishna orders. I will take sannyas. I will shave my head. And I will go in this direction, or I will go in that direction as a sannyasi." Gadadhar felt as if a thunderbelt had fallen on his head. Unhappy at heart, Gadadhar said, "Lord, your words are very strange. Merely by shaving your sikha can anyone attain Lord Krishna? Why can you not remain as a householder and a Vaishnava? By shaving your head you will gain some religious benefit undoubtedly. Obviously you think you will, but the Vedas do not hold that opinion. How could you abandon your widowed mother? You will be responsible for your mother's death. How will she remain alive? You are all that she has left within this world. You, it is you who are her life. Will the Supreme Lord not be pleased by devotees who stay in their homes?" In this way, Lord Chaitanya visited different Vaishnavas, one after another. And he told them all, "I will shave my head and take sannyas." Hearing that the Lord would shave his head, each of them fell to the ground and consciousness would not stay within their bodies. Thinking of how Lord Chaitanya would leave them, all the devotees began to weep. Someone said, "How will we place flower garlands on his gracefully curling hair?" Another said, "If I cannot see his neatly tied hair, how will I be able to maintain my life?" And saying, "Never again will I smell the splendid fragrance of his hair," another began to beat his own head. Another said, "Will I ever again anoint his graceful hair with oil?" And calling out, "Hari, Hari!" Hari, everyone loudly began to weep. All the devotees began drowning in an ocean of grief. All the devotees, fearing separation from the Lord, they wept. They said, "Where will the Lord go when he accepts sannyas? Will we ever see him again? He will not stay in his own village. In what direction will he go? Will we ever see him again?" In this way, the devotees became still more deeply enwrapped in ecstatic love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But seeing that his servants were suffering was intolerable for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Becoming cheerful, the Lord instructed everyone, "Why do you worry? I will stay with you at every moment. You all think I will take sannyas and leave you all and go far away, but please do not think like that. I will not leave you. I will not leave you even for one moment. All of you enjoy eternally pastimes with me, not only in this birth, but we remain together birth after birth. Whenever I descend to this world, you always stay with me, and I have descended into this world in two forms. My two forms are Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of Krishna's names, and and the bliss of deity worship. Please find happiness with these two forms. And in my company, you will continue to perform Sankirtan with great joy. But yet, for the purpose of teaching the world, I will accept sannyas. But please end all your worries. And after speaking these words, the Lord affectionately embraced everyone again and again, and the devotees were somewhat pacified by the Lord's words. After enlightening everyone, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to his home. Hearing all the news from others, Mother Sachi almost could not remain alive within her body. Hearing that her son would soon accept sannyas, Sachi, who is the mother of the world, felt a pain she had never known before. In a moment, she fell unconscious to the ground, and from her, a stream of tears endlessly began to flow. She had no power to stop it. Approaching her, lotus-eyed Lord Chaitanya sat down. Weeping, Sachi said, "My son, don't go. Dear son, don't leave me and go away. It is only by gazing at your beautiful face that I remain alive. Your eyes are lotus flowers. Your face is the moon. Your red lips are beautiful. Your teeth are pearls and jasmine flowers. Your beautiful words are like nectar showering down on me. My son, if I cannot see you walking, if I cannot see your gestures, your graceful movements that are like an elephant, how can I remain alive? My son, beginning with Advaita and Srivas, you have a host of followers. Nityananda is your own life manifest in another form. Beginning with Gadadhar, you have a host of dear friends. Please stay at home and happily perform Sankirtan here. Dear son, it is to teach the true religion that you have descended to this world. If you abandon your mother, how will you teach religion? Overcome with love and grief, Sachi spoke these words, and Lord Chaitanya listened, his voice choked with love. Lord Chaitanya could give no reply. Then Sachi said, "Your elder brother left me and went away. And your father has gone to Vaikuntha. When I see you, I forget my sufferings. If you go away, I will give up this life. Dear son who is more dear than my life. Dear Gauranga, it is not right for you to abandon your widowed, your helpless mother. Perform kirtan with your associates. Perform kirtan in your own courtyard. Nityananda will help you. I gaze at your lotus, your love-filled eyes and your long arms, and even when there are no lamps, your limbs fill my house with light. Your words shower nectar upon me. How much nectar rains from your lotus reddish feet." With love and grief, Sachi spoke these words and lamented. Lord Chaitanya simply sat and he listened. He lifted his face, but he did not say anything. Sachi had turned white. She was skin and bones. Overcome with grief, she did not eat. And seeing that his mother would not remain alive, Lord Chaitanya sat down in a secluded place with her, and he spoke to her certain secrets. Mother, please be peaceful at heart. Please carefully listen to your own glories. For many births I have been your son. There was a time when you had the name Prishni. There was a time when you were Aditi in Swargaloka. Then also I was your son. At that time I descended to this world and I was known as Vamana. Then you were also my mother. Then again, you became Devahuti, and I became your son, Kapila. Another time, you became Kaushalya, and I became your son, Ramachandra. At another time, you became Devaki in Mathura, and you were imprisoned by the demon Kamsa. Then also, you were my mother. You were Devaki, and I was your son. Now, in this incarnation, I have taken birth twice to begin the Sankirtan movement. And both times, I am your son. You are the earth goddess, and therefore you are the mother of my deity form. You are also the tongues of everyone, for you are Mother Earth. You are the mother of my form in the holy name. In this way, you are my mother birth after birth. In my heart, mother, I will never leave you. I am not lying. I speak the truth. Please, please, I beg you to not feel unhappy. Hearing the Lord speak these secret truths, Mother Sachi became a little peaceful at heart.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama,
everyone chant!
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
are.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Hare